Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
This episode is an ode to Chang's crispy noodles, Simon. And do you know what I'm talking about when I say that?
I do, because we made an amazing salad with them before, so you gave me a bit of education there.
That's right, I forgot about that. So if you don't know, Chang's crispy noodles, it's basically a junk food.
Very delicious.
Oh, my God, right? So delicious. You can find it in the Asian food section of any supermarket, and we're going to talk about one of the legendary recipes with these noodles on today's 5-Minute Food Fix.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
You know, I'm thinking about what carbs are delicious. And usually it's crunchy ones like potato chips, croutons, and Chang's crispy noodles. It makes them feel even more unhealthy than they are, but let's face it, carbs in general are meant to be part of our diet, just not in excess.
Exactly.
Yes.
We can eat these foods. We just don't want to eat only these foods. Right?
Which you might be tempted to do because Chang's crispy noodles, and I'm not being paid by Chang's crispy noodles, by
the way. Are you sure?
Yeah. I'll try not to say the brand name anymore, but that you could open the packet like a packet of chips and just eat them with your bare hands. However, I have lately been refreshing old salads. You know how I'm all about the leftovers.
Yeah.
And because often at my house, because I'm single and a single mum, I'm just eating for myself and making something separate for the kids. So a leftover salad is a blessing, but it can get a bit wilted.
Yeah, and maybe texturally the same, right? Everything sort of goes in on itself.
Yes. So one way to revive it is, of course, some nuts, some cheese, but, you know, a really easy one is a good handful of crispy noodles.
Something crunchy.
And then they're crunchy and you can sort of stir it through the soggy leaves and it absorbs a bit of the dressing and it's really, really delicious.
Perks the whole thing back up again.
It sure does. But I wanted to get to... And this was shameful that I didn't get to include this in our cookbook because I was hoping to. You know wombok, or it's sometimes called napa cabbage?
Yeah, I do. Napa cabbage.
Yeah. My mum calls it Chinese cabbage.
Yeah.
But it's a specific kind of big fat vegetable, and I've noticed this year they've been particularly cheap and particularly good.
They are such good value, right?
Yes. And my mum makes a really great pickle out of them, which is in our cookbook, by the way.
Thankfully.
Thankfully. But, yeah, I recommend if you don't make a habit of cooking with Chinese cabbage that you give it a try because they are such good value. They don't go off very quickly. So you can have it populating in your fridge for a good couple of months.
Amazing.
Yeah. Right. So you just love the vegetable that just sits in your fridge for days. You should put little eyeballs on them, like little draw little eyes on them so they can make you feel even guiltier. Chop up, you know, maybe about 4 cups of that cabbage.
Okay, so a generous amount.
Generous amount. And then you can add, if you have red cabbage and carrot, right, and then maybe some spring onion tops the greens.
Yum.
Right, so that's sort of the base of your salad.
Yeah.
If you want some protein, you can add tofu or chicken. So maybe some barbecued chicken that's left over, shredded up.
Lovely.
Yep. And then the Asian dressing. So an Asian dressing has usually got a base of sesame oil instead of olive oil.
Okay.
You might use rice vinegar instead of balsamic. And then maybe some ginger. So that's you kind of sort of speaking to those flavors. Can also have garlic, black pepper, regular oil and soy sauce to add the salt. But those flavors will kind of speak in that Asian language.
Amazing. A bit of citrus sometimes?
Yeah, no? Definitely. Yeah. Some lime or lemon if you want. So toss that through the salad, and then right before you're ready to serve, on goes the crispy noodles.
The crowning glory on top of this beautiful salad.
Yeah, and you know I constantly talk about leftovers, but the noodles will go soggy.
Yeah.
So the following day, it won't be that good.
Okay, but this is eat now, and it's revitalized everything for that particular moment.
That's right. But if you are making a huge quantity that will result in leftovers, only add the noodles to your portion.
That is smart thinking, Yumi. I like what you've done there. I like the sound of the salad. I will be taking this and adapting it maybe with one of those bachelor's handbag chickens, because how lazy I'm feeling.
No, totally. Of course, you're not cooking the chicken. You're buying a bachelor's handbag.
Yeah, you are, and you're going to make this salad and change your life.
This is your 5-minute food fix.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.